Last week, we talked about a Hoosier-born singing cowboy, Ken Maynard, and one of his co-stars, Hoosier-born Hollywood star Geneva Mitchell from Madarieville. Today, let's look at another Hoosier-born cowboy star and his Hoosier-born co-star in a number of early movies, Carol Lombard, born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Remember Carol? She later married Clark Gable and died at the age of just 33 in an airplane crash while returning from Indianapolis on a 1942 war bond campaign trip. That's another story. Let's get back to that other Hoosier cowboy star, Buck Jones. But let's go back to 1903 when Thomas Edison released The Great Train Robbery, a film often called the first B-Western. One of the players in that film was Gilbert Anderson, and he soon made another Western in which he played a character named Bronco Billy. Now, that name caught on, and soon, like many youngsters across the nation, a young boy in southern Indiana was dreaming about becoming a cowboy, just like Bronco Billy. Now, that kid was Charles Gebhardt, and he not only realized his dream to become a cowboy, he became one of such stature that he later dwarfed the popularity of his idol, Bronco Billy. Buck Jones, the name Charles Gebhardt later legally adopted, rode a horse named Silver, rode Silver into movie history long before the Lone Ranger came along. At his peak, when he had a fan club numbering more than 4 million people, Jones was more popular than Hopalong Cassidy, another movie cowboy. Incidentally, it's reported that Hopalong really didn't like being a cowboy, even had trouble riding a horse, but that, too, is another story. Jones died in a nightclub fire in 1942, along with 492 others. Today, old-time movie buffs fondly remember Buck Jones as one of the most well-liked cowboys. He was a kind and sincere person off-camera. He was dearly loved and respected by his film crew and other Western movie stars, such as John Wayne, who made several movies with him in the 1930s. That is still another story. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.